Thank you, Mr. Chair, and apologies for asking the floor again, but I do feel compelled to react to what can only be characterized as false or falsely characterized narratives regarding the so-called unilateral coercive measures, or UCMs. As these calls regarding the UCMs are made systematically by a few UNCTAD member states, yet these calls continue to disregard and or intentionally misinterpret past agreed decisions and outcome, we do feel that it is only responsible from the membership to remind ourselves of the facts. First, the Bridgestone Covenant in its Article 99, in line with many other agreed outcomes and other fora, makes reference to, and I quote, unilateral economic, financial, or trade measures not in accordance with international law and the Charter of the United Nations. This is part of the context setting of UNCTAD's conference outcome document, and it in no way mandates UNCTAD to work on the issue. Second, this language clearly delineates that we're talking about measures, and I again quote, not in accordance with international law and the UN Charter, end of quote. As it has been clarified on many occasions and clearly demonstrated, the measures to which these voices appear to be referring to do not constitute such illegal measures. In fact, the EU measures that these calls appear to be referring to are devised precisely to address measures not in accordance with international law and the UN Charter. Which brings me to my third point, namely that in many cases it is precisely the countries that these calls represent are often the ones with unilateral measures not in accordance with international law and the UN Charter, and which undermine their and their neighbors' countries' development, as confirmed through relevant resolutions and decisions of the pertinent fora. Dear Chair, we would also like to highlight that the agreed conclusions of the 87th session of this working party, which was referenced, in no way mandate UNCTAD's work on UCMs or indeed any explicit action of the Secretariat in that sense. Indeed, the mentioned paragraph 2 requests the Secretary General to take account of the membership comments and communicate their expectations, and we made our comments and expectations very clear through the agreed conclusions, with the session's report providing the necessary background. And paragraph 3 requests the Secretariat to debrief the membership on the final document issued, which they have done in July last year. I will leave it at this, dear Chair, but I believe that it's necessary to really take into account the facts and the views of the membership that were agreed consensually. Thank you.